interesting day going on. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show for Tuesday, August 23rd, 2011. You know, it's all perspective. It's 107 here in Tucson. It's a little bit hot. You know, we have a 5.0 earthquake somewhere in Arizona or in California. Usually no big deal, but it happens in Virginia and everything is being disrupted in the nation's capital. It is unusual, I guess, to have a 5.0 earthquake on the East Coast. Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, your host for the Buckmaster Show on KVOI AM 1030. It is Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station, and our simulcast partners KJAA AM 1240 in Globe and KAPR AM 930 in Douglas. Together with our simulcast stations, we have Southern Arizona covered all the way up to Phoenix, down into Mexico, almost to Yuma, and over into western New Mexico for the Buckmaster Show, which is always on the worldwide Wide web at buckmastershow.com. We have live streaming of the show there, and we archive the previous programs. Plus, thanks to our new agreement with Dylan Smith of the Tucson Sentinel News Service, the Buckmaster Show is now heard anytime on tucsonsentinel.com. We are live Monday through Friday from noon to 1. The lineup for today's show, we begin with a newsmaker interview with Assistant Minority Leader in the Arizona House of Representatives, Steve Farley, a Democrat from Tucson. At 20 minutes past the hour, the Buckmaster Show financial contributor, certified financial planner Shelley Fishman will join us. At the bottom of the hour, our CEO interview series presented by Trio continues today with a conversation with Paul Bonavia, the CEO of Unisource Corporation, the parent company of Tucson Electric Power, and we'll close out the show with Pete Mangelsdorf, CEO and general manager of Old Tucson Studios. So lots of guests today. Buckmaster Show is an interview-driven talk show. However, we encourage you to be part of the conversation by calling us on the Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040 or toll-free from anywhere in North America, 1-866-725-5467. You can also email your questions at buckmastershow.com or submit them using the Buckmaster Show Facebook page. If you have a story idea or a particular guest that you want to hear interviewed, we encourage you to let us know. So let's begin now with Steve Farley, Arizona State Representative District 28. He is the Assistant Minority Leader. He's the ranking member of the Transportation Committee. He's on the Ways and Means Committee, Ethics Committee, and Legislative Council, and he also authors the Farley Report. Steve Farley, good to see you.
Always great to be here, Bill.
I guess in the summer, the Farley Report, you kind of go on vacation schedule. Just put one out here this week, I think it was.
Yep, once a month in the summer, once a week during session.
And
so, but we're up to 137 of them I've done so
are
far.
Are you really? And this is it's a not-for-profit.
Definitely not-for-profit. It's sitting there and working for free for 2 or 3 hours every time I write one, and I think they're about 3,000 words each, and so that's a whole lot of words.
Yeah, it is a lot of words. The Arizona Redistricting Commission, the Independent Redistricting Commission, was meeting in Tucson yesterday. You spoke before the commission. This is the group that is charged with setting the new congressional boundaries.
Exactly. This is really where everything that will happen in Arizona in the next 10 years is set. And not enough people really tuning into this. A lot of the Tea Party people got very upset about the fact that this looks like it will actually be an independent redistricting commission this time, as the voters intended in the year 2000 when we put this into place. I remember Terry Proud, the representative from Oro Valley.
She was on our program a couple of weeks ago, Mr. Farley, and she was very upset about this.
She was very upset, but was she actually saying on this program also that she wanted to send it back to the legislature so that legislators could draw their own districts?
Yes, I'm shaking my head. She did say that.
It's pretty amazing that that she believed that the people of Arizona would like the idea of a legislator being able to make themselves invulnerable for all eternity by creating a perfectly safe district. Because our biggest problem right now is I've had colleagues in the legislature say to me that their belief is that they don't have to listen to anybody that didn't vote for them in their primary. And that's bad news for democracy.
So they're basically speaking, preaching to the choir, and it's a small choir because it's just the people who voted in
because the
primary.
Because the districts currently are so in favor of one party or the other.
They're not fair right now.
They're not fair
right
now. There's no way they're fair right now. And that's part of why we have a two-thirds majority in the House and the Senate for Republicans, even though just last week, Gallup poll just came out with a tracking poll that showed when they asked people's which party people most lean towards in Arizona, it was only a 42% Republican to 40% Democrat majority. And that's the seventh most competitive results of any of the 50 states. That's not a two-thirds Republican majority. The reason we have the two-thirds Republican majority is because we have unfair districts that were drawn by the last commission in which there was a majority of Republicans on it.
The Independent Redistricting Commission, they're looking at the congressional districts and the state legislative districts.
That's their charge.
The same panel?
It's exactly the same panel. They put on two
sets of
maps.
This has nothing to do with the Pima County Supervisor districts. This is the state boundaries.
Exactly, just the congressional and the legislative district.
Are we going to get another congressional district that will affect the border?
We're going to get another congressional district. We know that we'll have 9 instead of 8. The question is, where is that going to go? And given that most of the growth has been in Maricopa County, the sad part is it's probably going to go in Maricopa County. If not, then our districts down here will have to have larger chunks of Maricopa County along with them, and that isn't necessarily a community of interest.
This is the Buckmaster Show. It's 10 minutes past noon on the Tuesday edition. Steve Farley is with me. Gordon, you are on the Buckmaster Show. Go ahead with Representative Farley. Go ahead, Gordon.
Good afternoon, Representative Farley.
Good afternoon, Gordon.
I believe that District 28 is probably perhaps the most gerrymandered district in the state?
I wouldn't call it gerrymandered. It's a pretty compact district. It's one of the more compact ones. But I would agree that there's too many Democrats in it for anybody's good. And I'm a Democrat.
What do you say to that, Gordon?
I would like to give away some of my Democrats to another district that has too many Republicans so that we can get a fair district everywhere. Because that's the only way that we're going to be able to get politicians who have to work for your vote instead of take it for granted.
Well, are you in total support of something that would tend to equalize the district?
I am in support of having districts that are much more competitive.
Okay, Gordon, thank you for the call. When are we going to get a final map on this? What's the timetable for the process?
Well, the preliminary map, the first maps that we're going to see that they're actually going to be looking at and having the public discuss will be on September 24th. So that's when we really want to perk up and check it out and see what those maps are. Everyone will be analyzing it on all sides, and we're going to get that vetted very well. I'm guessing probably within 3 to 4 weeks after that, we're going to have a final map that's going to go out and hopefully be adopted before early November so that we can put that into place for the next election. Although I know that so far, Republicans in the legislature have been pitching a fit over the fact that it looks like we're going to get fair districts this time from a truly independent commission instead of one that they control. And they've been threatening to sue, so there will probably be plenty of stuff in the courts about it as well. But I know we're going to end up with the good maps that will also meet the requirements the Department of Justice sets out for equal protection.
So in your opinion, Representative Farley, when was the last time Arizona actually had fair, competitive districts?
I'm not sure we ever have. The Republicans have been in charge of the House for 46 years. And when you've got one party in charge for 46 years, when you've only got like a 42-40 Republican over Democrat majority in this state, that there's something unfair going on. And up until the last time, it was because all the districts were being drawn by the legislature itself, which was controlled by Republicans. So it was a self-perpetuating cycle. And now we finally have an independent and fair commission, so things can change.
A lot, and Terry Proud said this when she was on the program, she just believes that it was unfair to put Ms. Mathis as the commission director for this independent redistricting commission. What do you say?
She's an independent. She's been a Republican. She's been an independent. She's been a Democrat. Her husband has worked for Democrats and Republicans. I don't know how you can get more independent than that. Just because an independent decides to side with Democrats once in a while doesn't mean that person is a Democrat. These are people who are undergoing incredible heat, and they are not getting paid. They're working endless hours, and they have the future of their state, our state, in their hands. So it's a lot of pressure. They're doing an incredible job, the Republicans, the Democrats, and the Independents. And I think all five of them are to be commended for their amazing job to really stand up for what's in the best interest of every voter in Arizona, not just special interest groups.
So Congressional District 7 and 8, do you see much change in those particular districts?
They had a what-if map they came up with yesterday that doesn't look like there's a whole lot of difference, but it's really hard to tell until September 24th of what happens. We will, in southern Arizona, end up losing some of our representation because we have grown at a more sane rate than Phoenix has. And that's an unfortunate fact of truth, is that the number of people is what drives who gets the representation. But I think we're going to have much more differences in the legislative races than probably in the congressional.
A couple of your colleagues in the legislature, the Democratic colleagues, Senate Minority Whip Paula Aboud, Senator Sinema, and Representative Ruben Gallego had a news conference, I think, just a few hours ago up at the Capitol. What was that about? Democrat lawmakers condemning the GOP plan for middle-class tax hike?
Well, that's sort of something they've been going on. I mean, what we've seen from the Republicans in the legislature is they have been hiking taxes on the middle class every step of the way. One of the things I found most perverse about the recent otherwise happy news that our deficit is less than usual is the source of that unexpected money is we got a massive increase in income tax collections or personal income tax collections. And that's because there have been so many foreclosures on middle-class people in this state that they can no longer claim the mortgage interest tax deduction. And because of that, we have gotten more state income tax. And it's an ironic because at the same time as these people are suffering from losing their homes and probably losing their jobs, the Republicans in the legislature have cut off health insurance for single childless adults for people below poverty. So these are people who have worked their whole lives creating a safety net, paying taxes to create a safety net, and just when they need to use them, it gets cut off by the Republicans, who also couldn't bother to extend unemployment insurance for people who have already been out of work for 2 years. These aren't just Democrats. These are Republicans. These are Independents. These are people of all different beliefs who are suffering right now in this recession. And to continue to make people suffer about this, it's massive.
One final quick question. Al Melvin was on our program a couple of weeks ago, and he said the cutting appears to be over. Do you see cutting apparently over at the state capitol in the session in 2012?
I think the cutting is over because we don't have a deficit anymore. The problem is the cuts we have done already are just starting to take effect. And if you ask any parent of a school-aged child how many kids are in their classroom starting this month, You'll find out that there's other places we need to put our money back into. I mean, we've got to reinvest in our kids. There's no question about that.
They're looking for extra chairs in the classroom.
That's exactly right.
Representative Steve Farley, thank you for being on the Buckmaster Show. Have a great afternoon, Steve.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.
All right. Coming up on 12:18 on the Buckmaster Show, we're going to talk money with our certified financial planner, Shelley Fishman. That's next on the Buckmaster Show.
Biro Amore presents Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan pizza using fresh, homemade mozzarella and the finest quality toppings. Taste pizza as it was meant to be at Biro Amore. Casual yet upscale dining with an extensive boutique wine list. Biro Amore in Tucson on North Swan at Camp Lowell, Dove Mountain in Marana, and on the web at viroamorepizza.com. And now in Oro Valley, Noble Hops, the Tucson area's first gastro pub.
The Arizona Inn is the only Tucson hotel named by Travel and Leisure magazine as one of the top 500 hotels in the world for 2011. Located in Midtown, close to the University of Arizona, the Arizona Inn is located at 2200 East Elm Street and on the web at arizonainn.com. The Arizona Inn maintains AAA four diamond status for both the hotel and dining room, with Chef Allison serving up breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily, with a featured menu and seasonal favorites. And because the Arizona Inn is listed on the National Register of Historic Places, founded by Arizona's first Congresswoman, Isabella Greenway, the Arizona Inn provides an historic backdrop for your next special event. Arizona Inn is the perfect setting for weddings, anniversary celebrations, or your next business meeting, and you can make your reservations online at arizonainn.com. The Arizona Inn, luxury and elegance in the heart of Tucson.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoAZ.net.
There are times when you save, and there are times when you
save big.
Whoa. Take vehicle loans, for instance. Any time of the year, Pyramid Federal Credit Union can help you save with lower rates. But now, for a limited time, we're helping you
save big.
That means rates as low as 4.5% APR when you buy or refinance a vehicle loan. Plus terms up to 60 months, whether it's new or used. You won't just save. You'll
save big.
That never gets old. Stop by any Pyramid Federal Credit Union or visit us at pyramidfcu.com to learn more. That's 4.5% APR vehicle loans for a limited time. Plus, save another 0.25% with payment options.
That's huge.
Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life. Learn more at pyramidfcu.com. 4.5% APR on vehicle loans for a limited time. Restrictions may apply. Membership eligibility required. NCUA insured.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways and the launch of Sun Express and Sun Shuttle Transit Service. With 30 projects under construction, including Tanque Verde Road and the Catalina Highway to Houghton and the bus pullout at Ina and Oracle, please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial services professional located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And Shelley Fishman is with us, and he is with us on the Buckmaster Show every Tuesday at about 20 minutes past 12. He's a guy that I trust. I'll tell you, I trust Shelley so much that when my wife and I leave on vacation next week, I'm actually entrusting Shelley Fishman with this microphone of the Buckmaster Show. That's a lot of responsibility, Shelley Fishman.
And I feel that responsibility, Bill, being a guest host for Mr. Interview in Tucson. For 20 years is quite a responsibility. I will do you proud.
Thank you very much. Shelley will be with you next week, Monday through Thursday. Then our friend Tom Collier will be doing the Friday roundtable next week while we're off to Eastern Canada. Hopefully, the Hurricane Irene will not catch up with us up in Newfoundland.
And nature is pursuing you.
That's right, the whole time. Shelley, let's talk a little bit about the elements of financial planning. And before you begin, I want to let the Buckmaster Show listeners know about the current issue. It's actually the new issue, September issue of Money Magazine. A couple really good articles in there, including one, Your Emotions Can Cost You Money. And the emotions really, that's part of financial planning, or it maybe, what part is it?
Well, your emotions and acting on those emotions are something that all financial planners have to be completely keyed into. They have to be empathic to what you as a client are feeling, because if you as an advisor cannot deal with a person's irrational or non-rational decision-making in the moment, you can allow your client to make decisions that will be at best suboptimal and in some cases very, very harmful. You know, we talk about fear and greed, but there's also something called magical thinking going on. You know, money is so close to a person's very being that when things go badly in the markets, then people tend to want to make extreme decisions. And one of the most important skills I think that a financial advisor can have is the skill of being tuned into that and being able to discuss it, talk it through with the client, and then make decisions that make the client feel supported and not demeaned by saying, oh, that's the stupidest idea I've ever heard.
Yeah, like your fears are somehow not valid.
Right. Your emotions are always valid. The question is, are they optimal? And will they lead you to optimal decisions? You know, just a selfish plug, a shameless self-promotion. I wrote an article on this very subject. It was published in the May and June Financial Planners Association Journal, talking about the need to be empathic and how important it is that a financial planner spend a lot of time working on that with a client. So the client really feels supported and trusted, and the relationship is not one where if things go badly for a day or two or a week, or we've had, what, several weeks now,
right,
that it puts the relationship in a state of threat.
Talk a bit about some of the other elements of financial planning, and one of those elements should be a very good, if possible, yearly return on your money.
Well, one of the elements of financial planning clearly is planning what your investments are going to be and what the expected return on those investments needs to be to build the plan the way you want it. You know, we look at six elements, and I know we're running short of time, but six elements in any comprehensive financial plan. The first one is just the budgeting element, talking about your expenses, what you're spending, what's appropriate, what you can afford, what you can't afford. We look at tax planning. We look at risk planning. One of the elements of financial planning is insurance. Now, you say, well, gosh, that makes you a salesman. It might. Sometimes I have to take my planning hat off and put my salesman's hat on. But the things that can derail a financial plan very often can be mitigated through the use of insurance. Then we look at investment planning. Then we look at retirement planning. And investment planning and retirement planning critically paired together, because if you're not getting the returns you plan for, then the retirement you plan for probably won't be realized. And then the last element is estate planning. So all six elements, budgeting, tax planning, risk planning, investment planning, retirement planning, and estate planning, are things that people like me are trained to do, to build a comprehensive plan that hopefully will set your mind at ease as a client.
What is an acceptable, as far as you're concerned, 3.5% yearly return? In this day and age, what's a good return that,
well,
somebody should
look? Well, for everybody it's different. I mean, a very conservative investor, 3 or 4% would be a good return. For most investors planning for retirement these days, I'm down from 8 and 9% down to about 5 and 6%. I think that 6% is the new normal, at least for the next couple of years. If we get some peaks above that, that's great. But it would be very foolish of me to encourage somebody to believe that they can continue to make the kinds of returns that they did over the past, say, 20 years. We just haven't seen that, and I don't think we're going to for a while.
In those elements of financial planning, everyone has a different, we say this every week, but it's so important, a different comfort level.
Oh, yes. What's the correct financial plan, the correct objectives, the correct mix of assets for you might be entirely different for somebody else who at first glance looks to be the same. Well, you've got, you know, similar age, similar number of kids, you know, and similar jobs, and yet one person can't stand any risk, just can't take it emotionally.
They can't sleep at
night. Sleep
some
at night.
People are and the such other person, worry warts.
And the other person is on the phone to me 3 times a week, oh, let's buy this, you know, stocks are on sale today, let's do this. And risk is not a problem for them. So that creates a very different plan for each of those people.
Quick question, with the market fluctuating so dramatically lately, are your clients getting so they're getting used to it and they're not panicking?
They're not panicking because most of my clients are allocated in such a way that this, you know, we're down 10 or 11% for the year on the S&P. They're not panicking because their allocations aren't producing those kinds of negative results.
Shelley, where can folks get a hold of you?
795-7950 or www.shelleyfishman.com.
You're going to hear a lot from Shelley Fishman Monday through Thursday of next week, so there'll be plenty of opportunity to talk to Shelley. Shelley, thanks a lot. Have a great week.
Bill, you have a great vacation.
Thank you very much. We'll be back with the Buckmaster Show, the CEO interview series with Trio. That's coming up next.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial, Pyramid Federal Credit Union, or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Securities and insurance products offered through LPL Financial and its affiliates. Member FINRA. Pyramid Federal Credit Union is not a registered broker-dealer, nor is it affiliated with LP Financial.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A 5.8 magnitude earthquake centered in Virginia has rattled nerves from Georgia to New England, forcing the evacuation of the U.S. Capitol, the Pentagon, and all the monuments on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. Also, two nuclear reactors at the North Anna Power Station in the same county as the epicenter were automatically taken offline. The U.S. Geological Survey says the earthquake was centered about 40 miles northwest of Richmond, Virginia. The quake is also causing connection problems for cell phone customers. Verizon Wireless and AT&T say their networks were congested as the quake sent people scrambling to use their cell phones. Checking Wall Street, about a half hour before the closing bell, the Dow is up 283 points, the Nasdaq ahead 87. More details at srnnews.com.
Listed on the National Register of Historic Places and founded by Isabella Greenway, Arizona's first congresswoman, the Arizona Inn is still the standard bearer for luxury hospitality in Midtown Tucson, just minutes from the University of Arizona. Founded in 1930, the Arizona Inn continues to win top honors for hospitality and dining. Travel and Leisure magazine names the Arizona Inn one of the top 500 hotels in the world for 2011. And the Arizona Inn is proud of its AAA four diamond status for both the hotel and dining room. Whether it's for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or a private event, you can count on Chef Allison's featured seasonal culinary creations to please. The Arizona Inn, a special oasis of hospitality in Midtown Tucson, 2200 East Elm, and on the web at arizonainn.com.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of healthcare in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at splendidoaz.net.
If you're having foot or lower back pain, you're not alone. My foot doctor recommended custom foot orthotics created by Bob Novak. Bob is a certified pet orthist and best in Southern Arizona at creating just the right foot support at a price you can afford. Please give Bob Novak, the owner of Arizona Limb and Brace, a call at 795-2553 or visit Bob at Rosemont and Fifth. I did, and my feet thank me every day.
Let Karimi Oriental Rugs keep your valuable area rugs looking like new with Tucson's finest cleaning, repair, and restoration services. Karimi specializes in restoring antique, silk, and Navajo rugs with 100% satisfaction guarantee. Karimi Oriental Rugs appraises and purchases quality rugs and offers a vast selection of hand-woven rugs from around the world. Be sure to stop by Karimi Oriental Rugs at Fort Lowell and Dodge or on the web at KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
It's 12:34. This is the Buckmaster Show. The home of the Buckmaster Show is KVOI, The Voice, AM 1030. Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station, along with our simulcast partners listening to us in Globe and in Douglas and Cochise County. Every few weeks here on the Buckmaster Show, we introduce you to a leader of some of Tucson's largest companies and organizations. The CEO interview series on the Buckmaster Show is presented by TRIO, offering programs and services to support the attraction and expansion of companies that offer primary high-wage jobs to our citizens. Since 2005, TRIO has facilitated the relocation and or expansion of nearly 40 companies in the Tucson region, representing over 10,550 jobs and a $2 billion economic impact. For more information, visit trioaz.org. Today, we talk with Paul Bonavia, President and CEO of Unisource Energy Corporation and Tucson Electric Power, where he has served since January 2009. He's been described as a visionary and a realist who leads his organization with intelligence and honesty. Previously, Mr. Bonavia was president of the utilities group of Xcel and Xcel's Energy Commercial Enterprise Business Unit. He's held the position of Senior Vice President and General Counsel for the New Energy Century Energies in Denver. Paul Bonavia, good to talk with you again.
Hey, Bill, how are you?
I'm doing real well, and I remember we interviewed you on the TV show just after you had come to Tucson in 2009. Lots happened in your life. Congratulations to you over the weekend at TRIO's annual board retreat. You were just elected the chairman of the board of TRIO, and I know TEP has been a big supporter of TRIO, funding the economic blueprint a few years ago, and really that blueprint set the long-term vision for economic development efforts in the area. So I guess you're pretty excited about that.
Very excited. Very excited to be part of TRIO. And we've got a big year ahead of us.
Over the past year, TRIO has kind of amassed this who's who of private sector on the newly expanded chairman's circle and board of directors. I think there are now 31 members. Why is it important, Paul, to have the private sector at the table?
Well, the jobs and the economic opportunities that we're looking to bring to Greater Tucson largely come from the private sector. That's who we're marketing to, and so we think it makes a lot of sense to have a big private sector input in laying the strategy. And what we've also learned, Bill, in talking to prospective employers and companies looking to relocate is they look for certain things, and one of them is a strong commitment from the private sector. Those are the companies that will be their peers in our community. And they also like to see that the public and private sectors are capable of working together effectively. And TRIO's done is a very nice mix, being a public-private partnership of both the government sector and private employers. So we think that's the most effective combination.
Is it important to have Southern Arizona and Phoenix leaders involved in what TRIO calls the Sun Corridor, when you look at the Tucson-Phoenix Corridor, call it the Sun Corridor?
Yeah, absolutely it is, because really what we're trying to do is attract people to a region. And again, you just don't get anywhere trying to compete against your neighbor just across the road or down the path. So we think it really does make sense to have a regional presence, and we're delighted that some of those players from the Greater Phoenix area want to be part of TRIO.
Paul Bonavia is with us. He is the CEO of Unisource Energy and Tucson Electric Power. Paul, when you came to Tucson, the stock market had pretty much fallen pretty far. It was in free fall. I think you came in early 2009, very difficult economic times. How do you view the recovery right now in our region? What are some of the challenges and at the same time some of the opportunities?
Yep. Well, we are at a critical time right now for Tucson, and you're right. The stock market fell and the economy slumped, and unfortunately, the recovery just has not materialized into anything very robust. So we're still seeing slow growth, still seeing high unemployment. The housing market continues slumping, and at least our philosophy, our belief at Trio is, in this critical time, we've got to go out and compete. Jobs and economic growth are not our birthright. We have a lovely community, lovely climate, lovely amenities, but you still have to go out and compete against all of those other localities who have plenty to sell in their own right. So that's really where we're putting our effort. Bill, it's a disturbing phenomenon to look right now at how we're doing in Arizona. Because if you go back to the period from, say, the turn of the century to the year 2000 through about 2006, Arizona was right at the top, in the top third of all the states for population growth, employment growth, personal income, and the other statistics. And then if you start the clock from 2007 and go through last year, all of a sudden Arizona fell to 44th in population growth, 49th in employment growth, and 46th in personal income growth. And those are the wake-up call statistics. That's what tells us, public and private, Phoenix and Tucson, all of us, we're in this together, and we've got to go out and make something happen.
Let's talk about TEP, and one of the bright spots, speaking of the sun, the solar energy sector. How is that going for TEP right now?
Well, it's interesting, though. You mentioned that I was on your television show, and that you were just about my first stop, and you asked me about renewable energy. And
yes,
I remember our conversation then was to say, well, we start out in a decent position, but with a nice small nest egg to build on of about 5 megawatts or so of solar capacity. Today, we have just about 25 megawatts, which is enough to meet the annual needs of 4,000 homes in Tucson. So we've increased it by fivefold since you and I were together that day. And by the end of 2014, our current plans call for more than 200 megawatts of solar capacity. So we are on one of the steepest upward ramp rates in the country. That's about $800 million of investment in Tucson area over that four-year period. Well over $100 million of that coming from TEP itself. So we really believe in this. We are putting our money where our mouth is, and it is happening all around us. So we do think that's a bright spot, and we do think that's a great amenity for the community.
And TEP wants to be in and is going to be a major player in downtown Tucson, the resurgence of downtown Tucson. Downtown Tucson is coming back. We have the new Unisource Energy Tower under construction. How is that going right now?
It's on time and on budget. Our scheduled move-in date is November 11, 11-11-11, and we expect to meet that. And we're really very excited about it. We're going to have, once we're fully moved in, about 425 TEP and Unisource employees downtown. That's compared to about 85 right now. So we'll be bringing something like 300 to 350 more employees, mainly professionals, into the downtown. So that's, we hope, going to to position us to ride that wave of growth that, even in my fairly short time here, I've seen really blossom in downtown Tucson.
Paul, as we wrap this up, Unisource Energy and TEP, how's the future look near term anyway for Unisource?
We're excited about it. You know, we are in the utility business, and our future is as good as the future of the community around us. We stand or fall with our neighbors. We are one of the most local businesses you can imagine. And despite some of the statistics I rattled off earlier, I think there's an awful lot of good in this community. I think we've got a bright future, and we're going to be out there plugging. I think we're running a good company. We got a great community to serve, and in the utility business, that's a pretty good place to be.
And the numbers for TEP, are you having a pretty good year on that side?
We're having a very respectable year. I will say that Wall Street looks for from us is to deliver on the promise, to be consistent, and we expect our operating results, our earnings, and financial performance to be in accordance right down the middle of what we forecasted at the beginning of the year. So it's not a rocket ship to the moon in this economy, but we think we're a very steady player, and we think that builds credibility.
Okay, Paul Bonavia, thank you for talking with us.
My pleasure, Bill. Thanks for inviting me.
Thanks a lot. Paul Bonavia, President and CEO of Unisource Energy Corporation and Tucson Electric Power, part of our CEO interview series presented by Trio. The Buckmaster Show continues. Now we're going to be talking about Old Tucson. Some exciting things happening out at Old Tucson. We will talk about that next on The Buckmaster Show at 12:45 on this Tuesday afternoon.
Taste pizza as it was meant to be at Vero More, Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan pizza, topped with the finest, freshest quality ingredients. Enjoy casual yet upscale dining while sampling our extensive boutique wine list. Vero More in Tucson at North Swan and Camp Lowell, Dove Mountain in Marana, and on the web at veromorepizza.com. And now open in Oro Valley, Noble Hops, the Tucson area's first gastro pub.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Since 1959, Assistance League of Tucson has helped thousands of disadvantaged men, women, and children in the Tucson area. Donated items, thrift shop proceeds, volunteer hours, and financial gifts help support our philanthropic programs like Operation School Bell. Your generosity continues to change lives in our community. For more information on how you, too, can make a difference, visit us at AssistanceLeagueTucson.org. Assistance League of Tucson, volunteers working together.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our citizens realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and create a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in and support of education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's Pima Community College students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a literate, prosperous, thriving Tucson and Pima County. During these extraordinarily tough times, our funding is in serious jeopardy. And as budgets get even tighter, we'll have to cut back services just when people need us the most. So please support us in our ongoing effort to build a better tomorrow. Help us provide the education and resources that the people of Pima County need today. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us on the web at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
5 years, the RTA has been delivering our promise to you, finishing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways, with 30 projects underway, including River Road to Ruthroth along La Cholla and the Star Pass Mission Road intersection. Please use caution in the area and obey all traffic signs. The RTA has also implemented transit services like Sun Express and Sun Shuttle. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
From antique to contemporary, Persia to Pakistan, Tibet to Turkey, Karimi Oriental Rugs brings the world to Tucson at the corner of East Fort Lowell and Dodge. Owner-operator Amir Karimi personally selects the world's finest exquisite hand-woven rugs. Sale, purchase, wash, repair, restore, and appraise. East Fort Lowell and Dodge for Karimi Oriental Rugs and KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
It's 12:49. This is the Buckmaster Show, and I am Bill Buckmaster on the home of the Buckmaster Show, KVOI, The Voice, AM 1030. It is Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station. Chances are, if you are anywhere in Southern Arizona, you are able to hear this program. Well, big changes are underway at Old Tucson Studios. Joining us on the Buckmaster Show is Old Tucson CEO and General Manager Pete Mangelsdorf. And if you have any questions, Buckmaster Show listeners, about Old Tucson, now would be a great time for you to call in and ask Pete a question, 790-2040. Pete, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Bill.
Thanks. It's great to have you here, and I know that some exciting things are going on. You're really making some big changes at Old Tucson. Tell us about it.
Well, after the fire in 1995, we had a rebuild. The buildings and the sets really didn't have the same look and appeal as it did prior to that. We believe that that was a turnoff for a lot of people. One of the things that we're in the process of doing now is building several new sets that will actually encompass about 5,000 square feet in the center of town. It'll form 3 new shooting streets and have the look and appearance of about 12 new buildings. We're very proud of this, and we think it's going to be a great addition to Old Tucson, and it'll help bring some of the magic back that we believe was lost.
Now, Pete, will these be movie-quality sets, so actually movies can be made out there at Old Tucson?
That's a really good question, and yes, they will. Part of what we've done is we hired a famous production designer to oversee the entire process.
Is this the guy? He did Young Guns 2?
Yes. His name's Gene Rudolph.
The Right Stuff, too.
Yes, that's
right. I loved that movie, The Right Stuff.
Trading Places, The Great Gatsby.
So
he's done several.
He's done some big movies.
Very big movies.
And what look is, do you think he's trying to encompass here?
We're trying to bring back the same look that was pre-fire, with the additions of a few exciting new features. So that's basically it. And to kind of balance out the entire town square area. We're calling it Heritage Square as well. And it's coming along nicely. We expect that the main construction will be done by the 1st of October, and we'll have a grand opening sometime in mid-November.
The fire of 1995 really was a turning point, wasn't it, for really the future of Old Tucson?
It was. At that time, there were several forces that came into play. The place, timeline-wise, needed to be rebuilt in just a few years, about a year and a half before it reopened back in 97. The direction the management took at the time was to make or turn Old Tucson more into an amusement park. At that time, the Western movie making was somewhat diminished, and
At that time, as I recall, Pete, the Canadian dollar and the U.S. dollar, because the U.S. dollar was very strong at that time, I think one U.S. dollar would buy like $1.50 or $1.60 Canadian. So movie makers were looking to Canada. A lot of movies were made for about 10 years up in Canada at that point.
That's exactly right.
Westerns, too. They would choose around the Calgary area, around Banff, in in Western Alberta to make Westerns.
That's absolutely correct. And after the Canadian move for movies and television production came the state of New Mexico, which is now the primary driving force with their tax incentives.
New Mexico has spent a huge amount of money on soundstage and other facilities. I think there's a soundstage around Albuquerque, and there's some. They do a lot of shooting up in Santa Fe. I was up in Santa Fe a few months ago and making a movie right in downtown Santa Fe.
Exactly. Advocates of tax incentives in the state of Arizona will tell you that it's not just the money the productions bring in when a movie's being made, but it's the bricks and mortar facilities like full production studios. Paramount, these folks have spent hundreds of millions of dollars outside of Albuquerque building these studios. And those are full-time jobs. It improves the job market incredibly.
A caller who did not want to go on the air but did want to ask a question, something about the John Wayne estate sale. Pete, do you know anything about that?
No, I don't.
But John Wayne certainly did work out at Old Tucson, didn't he, on occasion?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
John Wayne did four of his major movies at Old Tucson, Rio Lobo, El Dorado, McClintock, and one more. What was it?
I don't know, but he made some biggies out there. So what is it about Arizona can't attract the movies like New Mexico can because it's a tax situation?
It's a tax incentive that New Mexico provides. They actually provide a tax rebate that refunds the movie companies. I believe now it's up to 20% of money spent in the state. Arizona had a program up until this year. It did not make it through the Arizona legislature, so our tax incentive program lapsed.
So talk about your vision now. Where do you see Old Tucson going at this point?
Well, they're not making movies in Arizona, and they're certainly not making them at Old Tucson Studios. I will say that some of the big Western movies that have come out recently did scout Old Tucson, but unfortunately, we couldn't provide the same incentives. So knowing that, we've had to come up with a different strategy. One of the things you'll be seeing in our advertising is we're taking the studios off Old Tucson Studios, and it'll be Old Tucson. And we're taking we've kind of had to reinvent ourselves. One of the things that we're looking more towards is becoming more of a educational entertainment type facility. And we're emphasizing on the history and culture of Tucson, Old Tucson, and the entire Southwest.
Will there be like a museum area of some of the early movies that were made there?
We are looking at, certainly part of what we're going to be looking at is the history and culture of the place, Old Tucson. So there will be exhibits that are movie related because movies are part of the history of Old Tucson. But just recently we created an entire Tohono O'odham village with the help of the Tohono O'odham Cultural Center that sits right outside of our mission set that is historically accurate, that contains living dwellings, cooking areas, and gardens. So that is part of what we're doing as well. We'll be doing more events that are more Hispanic-based because that's certainly a part of Tucson and our culture. We'll be having exhibits that are more formulated around things like ranching and life in the Southwest. What we want to do when people step into Old Tucson is take them back into the period of 1865 to 1895.
And kind of a living history museum. And some communities have been very successful with that concept.
Exactly. And we're in the process right now of looking at the formulas that have worked in other places, like historic Williamsburg. Right now, we have introduced entertainment where we have our actors do vignettes. Some of them are like Schools of the Frontier, where one of our actresses will go to the schoolhouse dressed as a school teacher and go through and explain to our guests what life was really like going to school in Tucson in
without air conditioning.
Exactly. It's warm. Other programs are Sheriffs of the Old West. We have one on the Stagecoach. There is one on the saloon. And, you know, these are things like you go to the sheriff's office and the guy plays like he's a sheriff and he tells
kind of
you.
Little vignettes.
Yes. He explains to you what a sheriff would make, how sheriffs were usually guys that were bad guys first that became sheriffs because they were in that lifestyle. It's really fun, and it's great for the kids because the kids get deputized at the end. It's
well, support Old Tucson for the duration of the construction into November. You will be open, I guess, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., just kind of weekends, Friday, Saturday,
That's
Sundays.
Correct, until the construction's complete. And then in October, don't forget that we have our Halloween promotion, Nightfall, which is always fun for the whole family.
That is really a successful promotion. And I think that begins usually in early October, don't you?
Yes.
Kind of the run-up to Halloween begins.
It's early. The whole month.
So I think there's some good things happening out there. It sounds like you're on the right path.
I think so as well. And we couldn't be more pleased to be on your show and to have an opportunity to talk about it.
Well, thank you so much. Pete Mangelsdorf is the general manager and the CEO of Old Tucson. Old Tucson reinventing itself like many folks do, and they're doing it. And it's changing out there, and I think it's worth checking out Old Tucson, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. And then, of course, in October, things get really cranked up for the famous kind of Halloween activities. That's going to do it for the Buckmaster Show. The Buckmaster Show brought to you in part by Flowers, Rieger & Associates Certified Public Accountants, 2919 East Broadway, and on the web at flowersrieger.com. Lots of activity today. We really filled the hour, I think, quite well with lots of good guests, and you can expect that every day here on the Buckmaster Show. We'll see you live tomorrow, noon to 1 on KVOI, AM 1030. The Voice, I am Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon.
KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. 930 KAPR Douglas and 1240 KJAA Globe, the Voice Radio Network.